Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning. As we do every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com. PK, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, PK, obviously there's been a lot of discussion about the quarterback. Let's just say the Titans stay at 11 and they take an offensive lineman. And we don't know specifically who that would be, but we have an idea of the offensive lineman that will be available at 11. If that's the route they go and they draft an O-lineman at 11, what do you make of the job that Rand Carthon has done in terms of revamping the offensive line this offseason?
Well, there's a lot of mystery to it. These three offensive linemen who are available there are good players. They're not outstanding players. They're not Taylor Lewan quality players coming out. Andre Dillard's an unknown. There's a lot of reason for optimism in terms of a fresh start for a guy that had a good skill set coming out of college, particularly in pass protection, who was under good coaches and with good guys. But, you know, I think we're leaning towards optimistic there because that's how the NFL offseason works. Brunskill, had some success in San Francisco, but he also didn't always play. And so they've done a nice job. They would have done a nice job of replenishing the group with people, but I don't think there will be certainty by any means with those new three, and it'll be a big topic of conversation and something that we're watching very closely as they reconvene.
So we were talking about this earlier, PK. Obviously, it's simplistic, I guess, to say it's one of two paths, but it kind of is. Like, you've got the quarterback situation, the possibility of mortgaging, giving up a lot of draft capital, get a quarterback. I guess potentially you could draft one at 11 if someone falls to you. But, going the quarterback route or going the let's be competitive in 2023, see where it goes route. Do you look at it like basically the board is just kind of going to dictate the entire philosophy of next season for the Titans? I mean, because it kind of feels like that could be it, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that the board is going to dictate it. I mean, the board's going to dictate it, but not the board in terms of who's coming off the board, but the board in terms of how they have these guys rated on their board. Do they like Will Levis and do they like Anthony Richardson after all of this close and careful examination of those guys? Mike Herndon, wrote at my site today about trade back. You know, if the Commanders like Anthony Richardson and he's sitting there at 11, that could be an awfully good trade back for the Titans. And that's still my favorite strategy based on how many holes they have, and paired with my lack of affection for the second two quarterbacks in this draft would be that they trade back, refill the draft and go from six picks to eight picks and another pick next year or something like that, and give themselves more quantity to for a chance at more quality, given the holes that they have on the roster, and go from there. And the other thing, I think, you know, just I think we're filling in a lot of guys at 11 who, you know, are just the next best guy at the position of need, but aren't necessarily as good as we might think they are. Like, they're the best guy available at offensive tackle? Yes. Could they be good offensive tackles? Yes. Are they great offensive tackles? Probably not. And I'd like for them to get somebody great at 11, and I just don't think it lines up that at offensive tackle or at wide receiver, there's a great player at 11.
Okay, I got to change my question. I was going to ask you about what you would think of – you know what? You can handle two questions. I'm sorry, Robbie. I'm just completely.
You do,
I have so many questions
do
for PK. Okay. First of all, then if you don't believe the receivers and offensive linemen are worth it, is there someone else at edge, corner, running back, anything like that that you would believe? There's one question. Also, what do you make of this Texans noise about maybe not taking a quarterback? And if Stroud were possible for the Titans to move up to 3 to get, would you think differently about the quarterback move then? That's a lot for you to handle in one.
It's not a lot for me. I'd have less objections about them moving up for Stroud than I would for other stuff. I'm still not wild about a quarterback move because I don't think he's, you know, on the north side of the can't miss line. I understand there's risk with anybody. But, you know, I'm looking for a Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence type of guy, and I don't think he's, you know, aiming towards that. Look, I'm no draft expert. That's not my area of expertise by any means. But I'm not in love with anybody there, which is why the trade down seems to me to be better. And I think some of the guys that we're talking about are still be available at 15, at 18, at 20. And if you're taking them at 15 or 18 at or 20, and they're not, and they're good pros, but they're not great, that eases the sting of not getting a great player. And then you have a chance to get another good player with another good pick. And if you come out of it with two good players, that's two more good players than you had, you know, before the whole thing started, and that sounds good to me. Instead of coming out of it without a great player at 11 and just sitting and waiting until 41.
Paul Kowarski from PaulKowarski.com with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So PK, I mean, as you have, I think, correctly identified, there's a lot of needs that the Titans have. So let me throw this one out at you. We saw what they just did with David Long Jr. They didn't like the injuries, and he's gone. And I look at Christian Fulton kind of the same way. I mean, he's been good, I think, when he's been on the field, but he's been hurt a lot. So let's say the best available player at 11 is a corner. Maybe it's not their top position in need, but how much would you consider that if you're the Titans, given the uncertainty of what Christian Fulton and his next deal could look like?
I mean, I think it's a fair thing to think about, Robbie, but again, my hard line is they need help right now. And so I agree with you. I think Christian Fulton could very easily be gone next year for the reasons that you say, and because I don't think they really believe in big contracts for corners. I think it's a replenishment position for them. But I also think they could worry about that corner next year, and that corner is a little bit of a plug-and-play position for them. And I don't think they have the luxury right now of being able to draft next year's guy this year. They have to draft this year's guys, plural, this year. That's how like the Monty Rice pick was so out of kilter for me last year, because they were drafting him a year ahead of needing him, and they just don't have the luxury right now. A good team that's well built, that has a sensible depth chart, should be looking at exactly the kind of move you're talking about. We're a year off from Christian Fulton, and we need to get that next corner. We're a year off from Derrick Henry, and we need to get that next running back. And we might see that, because they need a third down running back, and maybe they go bigger than that. But I don't know how much year off stuff they can do when they've got all these holes right now.
Okay, stadium question for you, PK. Nashville Council 25-11 last night. There's the final reading is, I guess, coming up, you know, next Tuesday. A little bit of a compromise with the team rent change that Brandon Taylor got passed. You know, it's like it goes from 10% to 3%. There's a lot all in this, but what's your overall takeaway of where they are and what this means?
Well, it's a done deal now. I mean, last night's the last time that it could be amended. And so my understanding is the third read is kind of procedural and almost, ceremonial is the wrong word. But that second reading last night is the last time to really for the legislators to get their hands on it and to make alterations to it. And so the third read, you know, is kind of a formality. So I don't think you throw the party until after the third read, but I think you schedule a party.
What do you think of where they landed?
To be honest, I haven't sorted through the details of what happened last night, but I think the Titans and the city have done a very good job of navigating something that's very complicated in a pretty uncomplicated way overall compared to what you see go on in other places.
Yep, no question about it. Paul Koharski from PaulKoharski.com, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. PK, great stuff as always. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Enjoyed it, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Paul Koharski, our guest, joins us every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your thoughts on what PK had to say, and there's some news on the NFL front about a quarterback that I don't think we should forget about as the NFL draft approaches. We'll get into all that coming up next as well. Make sure you don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Join Jared Stillman, Derek Mason, and Chris Sanders as they broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, home of the 29 Degree Beer, on Thursday, April 27th. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.